Hachette Audio presents The Last Ride of the Pony Express, my 2,000-mile horseback journey into the Old West. Written by Will Grant. Read by Kevin Stillwell. Be sure to look for your bonus PDF, including photographs and an illustrated map of my journey. For my mother. Author's note. In May 2019, I set out from St. Joseph, Missouri with two horses and a plan to ride to Sacramento, California along the Pony Express Trail. This audiobook is the story of what I saw, who I met, and what happened. I undertook the journey as a large-scale exercise in horsemanship with the goal of achieving a boots-on-the-ground understanding of the famed Pony Express mail service. I also wanted to make a transect of the cultural West. I wanted to meet the people and learn about their lives in all the places that I'd never been to along the trail. I hope that I have portrayed those people with the same levels of respect and grace with which they treated me. I owe a debt of gratitude to everyone who helped and supported me during my summer on horseback. The journey would not have been possible without them. Prologue. I watched the roan horse wallow in a mud hole a mile below me. You wouldn't have thought that amid all that wind and sky and rock of Utah's West Desert, there'd be water enough to make a mud hole. But there in front of me on a yellow plain that seared under a high sun, the dusky horse flopped from side to side, kicking its legs in the air like a dog scratching fleas. The horse's solitude told me it was a stallion. 400 wild horses, known as the Onokee herd, summer in this valley, and the only ones that range alone are mares about to foal, old horses about to die, and stallions without harems of mares. This horse didn't look old, and wild mares don't foal in August, so I assumed he was a stallion. He stood from rolling, and when he walked out of the mud, he appeared a much darker horse. He hadn't seen me and my two horses, Chicken Fry and Badger, enter the valley from the east, but I figured it was only a matter of time. Chicken Fry and Badger showed no signs of agitation, but why would they? For the past 3 months, we'd been traveling west on rural roads.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?